Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Relationships That Work, the Power of Conscious Living Show, an adventure in self-realization and conscious living. This is a place and time for spiritually based transformation through empowered communication, courageous introspection, and purposeful action. Integrate ancient wisdom into your daily life and relationships. Let's join our host, Dr. David Wolf.
Well, no, today it's not David Wolf. Today it's Marie Glashine. David is in Edmonton at the moment. Last weekend he was teaching a three-day course, a foundational course, so the first core program, the first of the core program of Salvatore Institute. The three-day course go very deep into transformative communication, empowered communication, and through that, so much courageous introspection take place. Through that, people really connect with the sense of what they want in their life and where they want to go with their life. So David is in Edmonton, and here is Marie Glashine. I'm going to be here for this half-hour radio show with you, our audience, listener. If you're listening on the telephone and you want to come in, you can press 1 and we'll bridge you in. If you're listening on the internet to be on a show, you can call 805-285-9749. Today, I like to speak about relationships. Last night, I was running a post-Advent course meeting, the Advent seminar experience, a six-day experience where we really go deep into courageous introspection. And one of the participants was at the end was really sharing with me and asking me about something I said earlier. The day before, in fact, about accepting responsibility or taking responsibility, 100% responsibility, to create the relationship we want. So he was curious about that, and he inspired me, and I decided that today I'd like to discuss that. At the same time, this show is a really open show. So please feel free to call with your question. Please feel to call if you want some coaching on any area of your life. I see that we already have a caller. The caller with error code 818. I'm going to bridge you. If you can state your name and where you're calling from, and I'm going to be with you. So what's your name?
It's Karen. I'm from Florida.
Hey, Karen.
Hi,
hey, Karen, great. From Florida. Nice to meet you, Karen. I know you contacted me on Facebook just a few minutes ago. My name is Marie Glashine, and as you can hear and everybody else can hear, I'm from France, and I have a very strong French accent, and I'm quite aware of that. So if you have any problem understanding me, please ask me. I'm happy to repeat myself.
Wonderful.
So, Karen, what can we do for you? What's happening for you?
It's interesting that this call kind of came up today. I've been thinking about relationships a lot and going through a growth period around the issue. I guess I don't have a question really, but what I've been thinking about a lot lately, and maybe you can just tell me some thoughts. I'm learning how to have the patience and self-esteem to really allow relationships to develop slowly, and I'm struggling with that a little bit, and also just to struggling with how to deal with rejection or with not getting what I want or what I think I want.
So it seems that right now you're in a period of growth, like you say, you're in a period of growth, and you feel challenged. You feel challenged to really connect with patients, really have the patient to trust that you can get what you want, and also to really stay connected with yourself, to not lose contact with yourself, to not lose trust, and you say self-esteem, like that sense of self-worth in the relationship.
Yeah. I guess I'm just sort of, you know, finding it hard to detach from wanting a certain outcome to happen, and I'm still just sort of, I guess it's just, yeah, it's the trust thing. I guess that's just what it is. I don't know.
Yes,
I don't know if you have any sort of advice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it seems that you want a certain outcome. You have some expectation there of a certain outcome. You're looking at your attachment, emotional attachment to that expectation. And when I say trust, it seems that something resonated with you. And I'm really glad for your question and for you sharing yourself, because I know that part of what I wanted to share today about relationships, that from my perspective, relationships are about growth. And when you say I'm in a growth period, then that's how I see a relationship. Relationships are really a good platform for us to learn so much about ourselves, for us to go deeper in our sense of who we are, what our worth, what we deserve. And in relationships, there is so much of a mirror effect to see, you know, in what way do I sabotage myself? In what way am I not feeling worthy or deserving? In what way do I not trusting myself? So I really appreciate the way you approached it. So that's the beginning, that's an introduction to a relationship as I see it, that sense of growth and that sense of really seeing relationship as a platform for self-realization. And then after that, it's to become clear. So it seems that you are clear about what you want. However, there is a part of you that kind of telling you that maybe you're not going to get it, or telling you that maybe it's unreasonable for you to want what you want.
Mhm.
Yeah, and what is it that you want?
A real partnership, a real honest partnership that, I also believe that relationships are sort of a crucible for growth, but not that I haven't experienced it, but I'm ready for the next level of one, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
One where I really can share and someone can really share with me, I guess.
Mm. Yeah. So you know what you want, what you have clarity about, is that you want like that real partnership with honest partnership, and you are coming from that place of knowing and also of experience that our relationship, our crucible, you say, and a platform for growth. And it seems that what you want is the next level. You want really to experience that on a deeper level, that with that honesty, authenticity in relationship.
Yeah, that's definitely true. And when you say, it brought up something in me, the same feeling like I can't have it, like I'm clear about what I want, but that I don't feel like I can have it. That definitely brings something up in me, for sure.
Mm, yeah, you can see that somewhere there is a part of you that doesn't believe, that doesn't feel like you deserve to really have that dynamic relationship supporting your personal development.
Mm. Yeah,
That's definitely there, and you're tapping into it, you're experiencing it.
Mm. Yeah, I really am. So then what?
By becoming aware of what's happening inside, then we have more choices. Because everything, you know, from my paradigm and the paradigm where we are coming from in all our programs, Advaitative program, and where I'm coming from in my coaching, is that everything comes from subtle to physical. So whatever we have, whatever platform inside or whatever belief we are holding, we are going to manifest them externally. So let's say that, you know, I have a belief, for example, that being rich is only for the crooked. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
It's a deep belief. But then on the surface, I'm really feeling like, yeah, I'm really going forward to make my, you know, $100,000 a year and really wanted to attract abundance in my life. Yeah? So on a conscious level, that's what I'm going for. I want abundance. I want to attract abundance in my life. I want a bigger paycheck or I want to manifest, you know, financial freedom, whatever it is. And then what really is running the show is what's beneath the surface, maybe unknown to the person, that really I believe that rich people are crooked. And then if I have that belief, probably I will sabotage any possibility of me receiving abundance. Yeah?
Mm.
And by becoming aware, by bringing that belief to the surface and becoming aware of that belief, then that can allow space for me to free myself from that belief and create a different, deeper belief. So for you, the belief, like you can see that, you know, on one level, you do want to have that amazing, fulfilling relationship, a relationship that's dynamic, that creates growth and realization. And there is a level in you that believes that you cannot have that relationship. And and from that belief in you, like when it's not conscious, like right now you're bringing it to the surface, to your awareness. However, there is a chance that probably a lot of what was going on for you in a relationship was driven and controlled by that unconscious belief.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
What's happening for you as I say that?
I'm just sort of feeling this old sense of grief, I guess, over it. I mean, it just seems like a really, really old belief that I'm sort of trying to be ready to let go of.
As you're contemplating, like holding to that belief for maybe many, many years, and maybe that belief, you know, controlling and running the show for you in relationship, that connected you with a sense of grief, like a lust in some ways.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. Would you like to share what that grief is about for you?
I mean, it seems like a waste. I don't know. I'm not totally sure. It's like a
weight. Something
like a
heavy.
Like a waste of time.
Oh, a waste of time, yeah.
The unworthiness is just like really a...
Yeah, you're looking at, like hearing like how that belief that you cannot get it, and maybe not feeling worthy of having that amazing relationship, how it's having a waste of time, and you're grieving whatever. I can hear you're really following to what I was planning to speak about today, like first like that growth and then the clarity. You are clear about what you want, and then the next principle is responsibility. And it seems that you're really coming to a place of seeing your responsibility in creating whatever you created until now in relationships. And you know, in a sense, it's, you know, there is a sense of responsibility, and in that responsibility there is a sense of grieving, because you do understand that it was a waste of time in some ways.
Mm.
And you know what's the good news, Karen?
Yeah.
Is that by accepting responsibility for our result in relationship in the past, then we can come to a place of accepting responsibility for the result in our relationship in the present. And that can lead us to also accept responsibility for the result in our relationship in the future. And then in that, there is so much power and hope. Because by seeing, okay, well, until now, and those two worlds can be very powerful worlds, until now, yeah, what was running my relationship, what has been really in control of the result in relationship, has been that belief that I don't deserve to have what I want, that sense of like I'm not worth having that extraordinary relationship. That was until now, and I can see how that acted out. I can see how I acted, how I spoke, what I did in my relationship that was controlled by those beliefs. And now that I understand that, I know what I want, and I know that I want to go for it. And that's, you know, that's a principle I was sharing like with a person last night at the meeting, and that's really what he was speaking about. He wanted me to expand on that principle of 100% taking responsibility for my experience in relationship, for you to come to a place that you really own your desired relationship, own that relationship, that real honest partnership that you want to create, and come to a place of owning that. To create that result is 100% your responsibility and 100% depending on you, and make it coming to from the perspective of 0% depending on your partner.
That's just ringing so true. Yeah, I'm really looking for that sense of ownership of my feelings, and this is funny that this is your topic today. Yeah, that's what I'm looking for.
That's what you're looking for, to really come to a place that for you to have your relationship that you want is not depending on your partner, on circumstance, or people, society, or anything, but that you really take a stand for it. And to take a stand for it, that means that you let go of those emotion around unworthiness and the belief that you cannot get it. And the way to free yourself from that is to be aware when it comes. Because if you're aware, like, oh, right now I feel like I'm not worthy of a relationship that I want. Oh, right now I'm telling myself that that I don't believe that I can have it. Then from that place of awareness, those beliefs are not going to control your action. You're going to stay there, stay put. And then you're not going to act based on those beliefs, or you're not going to act based on that unworthy emotion.
So do you have any sort of advice on kind of how to get better at recognizing what's going on? I guess sometimes I feel like I'm just sort of learning so much right now about just being like honest with myself about what's going on and identifying what it is. I think like it's not always easy to identify exactly what is going on.
Yeah. So you right now you're in that process. You really want to be honest with yourself, and you're learning to really identifying, okay, what's happening for me? What am I telling myself? What assumption I'm holding that I'm living my life with, by. Yeah, and that's a process. And, you know, like that's a process, meaning that's not an event. That's not something that's going on overnight. And that's what coaching is about. Part of being in coaching is to identify, okay, what is running my life from beneath, and how to become more in control of my life by really identifying those emotions, identifying my belief system, identifying the assumption by which I live my life, identifying what is run by my habits instead of by my choices. Yeah, very much. Very much. Yeah. Yeah, I thank you very much, Karen, to come on the show and to come and share yourself. And I encourage you, Karen, to be in contact with us. To be in contact, okay. You know, you can go to sattvatove.com, is sattvatove.com. In sattvatove.com, you're going to find a lot of material There is videos and audios and radio shows and also become familiar with the programs that we are offering. We are offering individual coaching, like we just did, you and I, we just did a 15 minute coaching session right there on live on the show. And so you have some experience, of course, one-on-one, we probably will have gone deeper, right? And, you know, explore more the coaching session at 45 minutes. And we also, Salvatore Institute, we present courses, seminars, courses on personal development, self-empowerment. The next courses in the area of Gainesville, the next three-day course, Transformative Communication and Self-Empowerment Seminar, is going to be presented February 21st to 26th in Gainesville, Florida. And then the following up course, which is Advanced Seminar Experience course, which is really diving deep into, okay, I'm holding beliefs, self-defeating beliefs, and really finding out when is it that I began to develop those beliefs. How did I gather those beliefs? When did I begin to tell myself what I tell myself? When did I begin to hold on to anger or resentment? When did I begin to be passive in my life? When did I begin to say yes instead of saying no when I want to say no? So really, like the Advanced Seminar Experience go deep into releasing emotion, releasing anger, releasing fear, releasing shame, releasing trauma. And then the last part of the six-day course is really about connecting with the qualities of myself that have been buried, connecting with a sense of confidence and trust, connecting with a sense of trust, of worth of myself. So the next advanced course in the area is going to be March 10 to 16 in Gainesville, Florida. And the next advanced course in the world is going to be November 27 to December 2nd in Edmonton, Canada. That's why David is there today. David Wolf is getting ready to teach advanced seminar experience. Also, as the next course is called Salvatore Tree. An adventure in conscious living, and the next Salvatore Tree is scheduled December 28th to December 31st in Switzerland. So if anyone wants to experience Salvatore Tree, it's December 28th to December 31st in Switzerland, and after that we'll have celebrate New Year together after that amazing experience of Salvatore Tree. Karin, thank you. I really appreciate you calling, and I look forward to being in contact with you. You can continue to contact me on Facebook. I will be glad to continue to support you in creating what you want to create.
Thank you so much, Marie.
Thank you, Karin.
Okay.
And thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Karin. And we have another caller, IRA code 719. If you want to introduce yourself and where you're calling from.
Hello, this is Frank.
Hello, Frank. Welcome to our radio show. That was amazing.
Thank
you. We had Karin on the call, and all what Karin presented was so much aligned with what I was planning to present in the show. So it was so so perfect. So how can we serve you, Frank?
Well, it's along those same lines. Actually, her sharing was really helpful for me because I'm kind of struggling with that same concept. I've personally not experienced a relationship that has been really fulfilling. I feel that at some point in my life, I accepted the idea that from my elders, I'm seeing and talking to them, old folks who've been married for many years, and they always kind of had the same song. You know, you just have to accept them for who they are and compromise, and that's the key to happiness. And so I kind of took that on as my own belief that, okay, I have to accept someone, which I agree in general, accepting people who they are is great. But then the compromise part has always been a challenge for me because I don't seem to know where to draw that line. And so when you're talking about taking 100% responsibility, I feel like I don't know how to reconcile those two beliefs. You know, how do I take 100% responsibility when it feels to me almost as if the other person has to be willing to compromise, the other person has to be willing to participate as much.
Mm. Yeah. So you have experienced a fulfilling relationship, and now you're looking at what part of you didn't work for you, and what didn't work for you is that concept of compromise. You really resonate with accepting your partner as your partner is, and really in a sense there is really no other choice. Because otherwise it's resisting reality, and resisting reality is it's a good way to create insanity, isn't it? You know, if it's raining outside and all I can think about is that it should be sunny, then after a while I'm going to be mad.
Yeah, exactly.
not resisting reality, accepting the reality of your partner as she is or as he is. And then, but with that, the one that seems that you seem to have in conflict about is a compromise. And then with that in mind, you're thinking, okay, if I compromise, then the other person I am with is supposed to compromise too. And then how can I take 100% responsibility if it's really like 50-50, I compromise and you compromise?
Exactly. That's where I'm kind of trying to wrap my head around the idea of 100% responsibility. But then, you know, how do you balance out? Because I have a tendency to give too much. I have a tendency to yield too much, in order to have peace, in order to achieve the goal or whatever it might be. And so I've found in the past that I begin to feel like a doormat, and then of course I just get resentful, which doesn't help at all. So I feel like compromise is important, but I don't know. I feel like I don't know what it means to take 100% responsibility and to be able to compromise without going too far. I guess I'm not exactly.
Yeah, you're not exactly sure, because maybe you take it very far with the compromising, to the point that you're giving up your own integrity, and then go more in being passive, you say, becoming a doormat, and then giving your power away to your partner, and that doesn't work, because afterwards you see that's festering resentment, anger, maybe frustration, like that. And then, okay, what does that mean, 100% responsibility? Well, from my perspective, Frank, I don't believe in compromise. I really, you know, that's not where I'm coming from. Definitely. I work with couples. I do a lot of couple coaching. I also coach individual people. I have my clients who come to really focus on relationship. In coaching, we focus in different areas. However, a relationship is a recurrent theme for many, many people. And I don't go there. That's not one principle that I believe. So that's something we are coming to an end in a call, and I encourage you to see how could you take 100% responsibility and in your relationship, while also accepting fully the reality of your partner. To really come to a place that you, whatever you choose to do or not do, doesn't come from a place of compromise, and come from a place of 100% taking responsibility for what you want to create. Meaning, if you say yes to something, you're not saying yes to please the other person or to compromise for the other person's sake. You're saying yes because it's completely aligned with what you want to create and what you want in a relationship. Thank you, Frank, for coming. Thank you for your question. I will be glad to explore further with you. Thank you all for coming and to our show. And see you next week, same place, same time, Sadvato Radio Show, your station for self-realization.